Today, the forecast for most of the Midwest continues to look very favorable. For established crops in particular, we'll see a good mix of rain and sunshine occurring across the majority of the region over this next 10-day period. Temperatures will be certainly warm enough to continue to promote a favorable rate of crop development. And drying conditions in between the rain events will be aggressive enough that there may be a few pockets that become a little bit firmer than desired, but no area will become critically dry over this next 10-day period. There may be a few pockets, though, that will be looking for some greater amounts of rainfall 10 days from now, and we'll continue to watch for those areas. I think Kansas and Missouri might be one area that may see such conditions evolve in time. Now, the temperatures across the region will be running in the 80s across a big part of the Midwest on a regular basis. A few upper 70s may occur every once in a while, especially in northern areas, and we also see some temperatures reaching up near and over 90 degrees. The majority of the temperatures, though, will be considered to be normal to slightly above average and will help to stimulate aggressive crop development. And like I said, there will be some quick drying in those days that there will not be much precipitation around. It still looks as though the greatest rain intensity will occur this weekend in the northern U.S. plains and then early next week in the upper Midwest as the disturbance from the northern plains shifts eastward. We'll look for rain totals to be rather impressive in some of those locations up there. Half to 1.5 inches, local totals to 2 or 2.5 inches will be possible. There may be enough precipitation to stall field work once again in a significant manner, and a close monitoring of the situation is warranted. We don't expect the precipitation to be excessive in the sense of causing widespread serious flooding, but we do think that there will be a definite end to the beneficial field work that's going to occur over the next couple of days. Today will be relatively dry across the upper Midwest. In particular, we're going to see that in the northern plains. Tomorrow we'll see some rainfall occurring across western parts of North Dakota, but it looks like the generalized rain event will hold off until late Friday and especially Saturday and Sunday. And then for Iowa into Michigan, we'll see the greatest rains occurring at that point, probably Monday into Tuesday. The rest of the Midwest will see random showers and thunderstorms over these next couple of days. The precipitation will be working its way southward as we go through today and tomorrow. No, I don't expect to see any rain of significance in the Great Lakes region today, but we will see some showers occurring south of there, and then tomorrow most of the precipitation will be near the Ohio River, and we will also see rain occurring frequently in the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the Northern Delta as well as the southeastern states as well. Now, it looks like we'll take a little bit of a break for the eastern Midwest for a little while with no precipitation of much consequence expected as we go from Friday into the weekend, but as we get into next week, we'll see a return flow of moisture into the region, and showers and thunderstorms will begin to scatter across the region once again. The precipitation is not expected to be heavy east of the Mississippi River, but there will be some precipitation there that will interfere with some late-season fieldwork that's taking place, but the bottom line is still going to be exceptionally good for the establishment of crops that were planted earlier in the season. And in the western Corn Belt, there may be also a fair amount of rain and sunshine mixed in, but there will be, again, that potential for net drying in parts of Kansas and Missouri. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.